Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Shin Chav Ches. We are up to Sif Lamed Hey. We're in the last line of Kuf Samech Zayin. We're about to turn out to page 334. The Mechaber says in Sif Lamed Hey, Mutter Li'isha Lekaleach Me'acholov Kidei She'yechos Hatino Kadad V'yonik. A woman is allowed to squeeze out some of the milk that she has in order that the child should grab on to nurse. The Ramah says, "Aval osur lahatiz mechalova al misha noshaf bo ruach ra." But she's not allowed to squeeze out any of her cholov onto someone who is taken over by an evil spirit. Delays bo sakona, because that is not considered dangerous. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "If katan kuf yud beis the kaleach mechalov, she is allowed to do it for the child, lusoch piatino. She's allowed to take out some of her milk into the mouth of the child so that he will grab on and be able to nurse, because otherwise that could possibly be a sakana. But the Ramah said to put out some of her milk onto someone who was taken over by Ruach Ra, where it's no sakana, that's usur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan kuf yud gimel delays, vitzari yaseira nami lekasham. There's also not a great amount of tzar for that person that was taken over by Ruach Ra. Halav hachi shari, but if there was great tzar, then it would be permissible to melacha sheina tzrich lagufahi. Because taking out the milk for that purpose, to help that person who was a chola, that would be a melacha sheina tzrich lagufa. Says the Mechaber, vaiter siv lamidvav. Ein lo asin matzdiki velo shofin bo ashinayin lurafua. You're not allowed to chew on matzdiki. We'll see that's the type of sap of a tree. And you're not allowed to shmir it on your teeth for healing purposes. V'im mishum reyach hapeh mutter. But if it's to make your breath better, so then it's permissible. So for refua, it's aser. For better breath, it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan kuf yadalat perusho, the Ramah said on Ein Lo Asim Matzdiki, he says, look in Simon Reish Yud Vav Sif Gimel what the Pirush of Matzdiki is. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Hu min sraf hayotzei min ha'ilon, it's a type of sap that comes out of the tree, sheyesh bo reyach tov, which has a good smell. So we said you are not allowed to chew it for refuah purposes, and you can't shmear it on your teeth for refuah. Kuf tes vav shofen bo, but tosefta isa besam. The tosefta, which really the mechaber is based on, doesn't say like the mechaber. The mechaber is mashma. You can't chew the matzdiki or shmear it, the matzdiki, on your teeth. But the Lashon of Tosefta has two things. One is you can't be chewing the matzdiki, and number two is you can't be shofin basam. You can't take some kind of sam, some kind of spice, and rub it on your teeth for refuah purposes. However, for a better breath, it's mutter kufta zayin. Bifnei reyach lo miki refuah. If it's just to help one's breath, that's not considered refuah. Note number 105 asks a nice question. Mashakasav shulchan aruch leel and simin shin gimel. You're not allowed to put a pepper inside the mouth to get rid of the bad smell. The Mishnah Berurah says over there, so there, getting rid of bad breath is refuah. Here we're saying get rid of bad breath is not refuah, and it's mutter. So says Rav Sheinberg, what the pilpul does, it actually heals the bad breath. Lefikach osur lakato, therefore it's healing on Shabbos, it's osur. Masha'en kein belisas matzdiki, which is not the case of chewing this matzdiki, it's like chewing gum, she'en ela ma'avira es hareach, it just gets rid of the smell, it doesn't heal it, mishum kach eino nechsheves refuah, therefore, over here, it would not be considered refuah to get rid of the bad breath, it's not really healing it, it's just taking it away and making it smell better. Says the Mechaber, Sif Lamed Zayin. Here is the Iker Sif that we're going to learn tonight. Kol acholim umashkim she'mach Al-Briyim. Any food or drink that is the normal food for healthy people, mutter la'ochlon v'lishtosan l'refuah. You're allowed to eat that food or drink that drink for healing purposes. Afa pi shem koshim liktas dvarim. The Mishnah Berurah changes that gears, as we'll see, to dvarim. Even though, so on the one hand, you're allowed to take it for refuah because it heals one area of your body, even though it's difficult and it's not good for a different part of your body. Since it's beneficial for one part of your guf and bad for another part, so by taking it, it's clearly doing it for refuah purposes. Otherwise, why would you want to damage the other part of your body? Since it is a food, so this food item, that's a normal food item that healthy people would normally eat if they want it, you're allowed to have have it for refuah, even though it's good for one area, bad for the other area, which makes it nicker that you're doing it for refuah, but lemaisa it's food and it's going to be mutter. However, kol she'eino ma'achal u'mashke b'riyim, anything that is not a food or drink for healthy people, it's something that's designated for refuah, aser lo'ochlo v'lishdosa l'refuah, that you are not allowed to eat or drink for refuah purposes, v'davka mi she'yesh lo mechush ba'alma. But it's specifically also for someone who has a small ailment, but he could strengthen himself and walk like a healthy person, he's walking regular. But if a person is 100% healthy, then it's mutter. So it's only if you have some ailment, so then the item that is only used for refuah, you have some ailment, so it's clear you're doing it for refuah, it's aser. But if you have no ailment at all, it's mutter. And the Ramah adds on, v'cheinim nofal mishkav shari, so too, if you are nafal mishkav, which means you're more sick than a mechush ba'alma, you're bedridden, then also it will be mutter. So in a case in the middle where you have a small ailment, then it's aser. If you have no ailment, or you have a larger ailment that you're nafal mishkav, then it's going to be mutter. The Mishabura will explain everything now. Says the Mishabura, Sef Katan Kuf Yud Zayin. We said you have a food item or a drink that's machal briyim. You're allowed to eat it and drink it for refuah, even though it's kashim liktas briyim. Zoktim mishavura tzarach lomay dvarim. Even though it's kashim liktas dvarim. Kolomer means to say, afal pisha dover hazem mazik tzas l'shar evarim shabaguf. Even though this food item causes damage to another part of the body, kegon hatachol, like the spleen, if you eat it, sheyafel ishinayim, it's good for one's teeth. The koshel of neimayim, it's bad for the digestive tract, for the intestines. The chiyagav, nor anything similar. The imkain, and if so, muchacha milsa, it's very clear, sheosa kain lurafua shinayim. Why are you having it if not to heal your teeth? Why would you take something that's bad for your stomach? Obviously, you're doing it to heal your teeth. The ilav hachi lohaya ochel. Because if not to benefit your teeth, why would you be having a kevan shumazik lemeayim since it's bad for your intestines? Afilu hachi shari. Still, since it's machal bruyim, so it's food that people eat, afilu achishari demikomokom ochelhu. Lemais, it's food, it's regular food, so even though it's clear that you're doing it for refuah purposes, it is still mutter. Sifkaton kuf yudches. Now we go to the other category, which gets a little more involved. So to summarize, the first part of the Mechaber was any food and drink that is normally eaten by healthy people that has a din of food, even though you're doing it for refuah, it's mutter. Even though it's clear you're doing it for refuah, it's mutter. Why is it clear? Because it benefits one part, hurts another part. You wouldn't be having it if not for refuah of the part that hurts you. Still, it's going to be mutter because lemaisa it is ochel. Then the Mechaber said, but if it's eino machlo mashke brim, it's not normally eaten or drank by healthy people, so then it is usher to eat or drink it for refuah. That's the isser of taking medication on Shabbos. And then we said specifically if a person was a mechush ba'alma. So let's see the Mishabura, kuf yud ches. V'chol she'eino, anything that is not ma'achal b'riyim, u'mipneiza osir lishtos mashka mishalshulin kigon la'ano v'kiyotzebo. Therefore, you can't take this type of drink that causes shulshul called la'ana or anything similar. Imlo she'mitzar v'chol kogufo, unless you have so much tzar that your whole body feels sick al-yideze through this ailment. O she'nofal u'mishka v'yir mamish bedridden. Afilu hu choli she'emo sakana, even though it's emo sakana. Shari kidul akame ba'ago. That is mutter, like the Ramah says at the end of the Sif. V'cheinim nafal u'mishka shari. So if you're bedridden, then it will be mutter. But if you're not bedridden, and it's a normal medication, it's not a regular food, it's going to be usr. Sif katon kuf yutes. We said, if you have no mechosh, it's mutter. So this item that's not a normal food, it's only taken for refuah, you're not allowed to use it for refuah if you have a mechosh. If you're very sick, the Ramah says it's mutter. If you're totally healthy, we said it's also going to be mutter. Says the Mishabura, v'heichad yesh lo shemechosh. When you have any kind of pain, afilu hu ochel v'shosel l'ra'avon u'letzimon aser. If you have any pain, and you're having this non-regular food, even though you are eating it because you're hungry or thirsty, so your kavana is not for refuah, but l'maisa, it accomplishes refuah, and you have a mechush that needs refuah, that is aser. The atam, the reason is, the kevan dehu choleb, since you are somewhat sick, v'zehu refuah, so this is your refuah, yomru shel refuah osezeh. Even though you're really just having it because you're hungry, people are going to see that you have this ailment, you're having the food that's good for the ailment, the non-food, they're going to say you're doing it for refuah, therefore it's aser v'ayim bir halacha. Sivkatun kufchav ein lo shumechosh. If you have no ailment, it's mutter. Dahainu sha'ocha v'shosel l'ravono v'litzimono. So we're talking about a person is having a non-regular food item. He feels 100% well, and he's having it because he's hungry. So he has no ailment, and he's having it for all the right reasons, then it's mutter. Avol. Imhu osel refuah, but even if he's healthy, he's taking this non-food item for refuah. Dahainu kedei lechazek misko. He's trying to help his disposition. He's trying to help his mezeg. So there, the Magen Avraham writes that afilu bebari gamur aser. Even though he's totally healthy, but he's doing it to be mechazek himself, so then it's going to be aser. Now, there's a very important note over here. Note number 108. Bibir Divrei HaMagen Avraham Kosov Rav Moshe Feinstein. The Gris Moshe writes an explanation of this Magen Avraham. Again, the Magen Avraham says, you're eating a non-food item, you're doing it for refuah, meaning to mechazik yourself, you're 100% healthy, but you're doing it for chizuk, it's going to be usur. Says Rav Moshe, She'ein kavanoso la'odom bari lagamri. When the Magen Avraham says, even for a bari gomer, it's usur, he doesn't mean a bari gomer. He doesn't mean 100% healthy. Share adam bari eino misrape me'achilazu. A person who is totally healthy does not get any healing from this food item, or non-food item, from eating this item. V'alkorcho shelo niskavin el adam cholosh betivo. What the Magen Avraham means, he's healthy, he doesn't have an illness, but he's weaker by nature. So he needs this non-food item, this vitamin, as we'll see, to be mechazik his disposition. He needs chizuk. He's healthy, but he needs it for chizuk. That is what the Magen Avraham is talking about according to Rav Moshe. Someone that's weak by nature. So he wants to have these non-food items to be mechazik himself. For this reason, Rav Moshe writes, Shela'odam bari lagamri, someone who's really totally healthy, and he doesn't need any chizik to his body, mutter lakachas vitaminim. He's allowed to have vitamins, hamiyu'odam lachizik haguf. It just gives him extra strength. His mother trained him to have vitamins for extra strength, but not because he's weak, not because he's not feeling well, he's 100% fine. So Zakr of Moshe, those vitamins are mutter. Av she'enum nechshavim kamach albriyim. Even though it's definitely not considered food of healthy people, he's allowed to have it. So that's where Moshe comes out in Magen Avraham. It's only usur if you're healthy, but you're weak by nature, and you're having it for chizuk. If you're healthy, you're strong, you're just having it because your mother trained you to have it, and they say it's good for you, so then Rav Moshe says vitamins are mutter. U'bishalshin shuvas or letzion, hiter lasos kein machma shavitaminim nechshavim kamach abriyim. The Or Letzion says the reason why it's mutter to have vitamins, he says a different shah, he says vitamins are considered food of healthy people, it's not medicine. So that's why he says it's mutter. Me'idach on the other hand, da'asagon ha'shom zam orbach, sha'av shulakichas vitaminim ketachlev mazon nechshavas kamach abriyim. Even though if you're replacing a meal of food with vitamins, then it is considered Machal Briyim, Mikomokom im Lokam lechizok haguf. If you're taking it to strengthen your body, Ein Heim Nechshavin Kamachal Briyim, that is not considered Machal Briyim, Va'asul Akachtam, and vitamins would not be allowed. Skip to the next paragraph. Interesting discussion over here. Ule'inyan mi she'enu yachal lishon. Person who can't sleep, he wants to take sleeping pills on Shabbos. You can't take refuah on Shabbos. Is that refuah? So says the note. He needs sleeping pills. The Ksos HaShulchan writes, "Shemuter lo lakachtam." He's allowed to take them. Kevan sheheder sheina eino choli elatzar gadol. That's not an illness if you can't sleep. They're just very painful. Umishum kach eina kadurim heelu merapim. These pills are not healing, and it's mutter. Vigam einam refuah ledvarim achem. It also doesn't help for anything else. Mutter. V'yesh letzarif laheter. You could also combine to this heter as hasvara shebizman hazeh she'enenu bikim b'shechikas ha'memonim. That nowadays we're not experts at grinding up the spices. Anyway, we can't make medicine, and that's the whole reason for the Isra Refuah. So we don't normally hold like this Shita. But over here, yesh lo'akel b'gzeira, you can be lenient in the gzeira, shalika trufa shema yischok sa'memonim. So over here, says the Ksos HaShulchan, taking sleeping pills is mutter. Meidach, on the other hand, the Tzitz Eliezer writes, Shekadurim Elu mishamshim gamlu refua. They actually do help also for refua. I guess you have to ask your doctor to see exactly what sleeping pill you're taking and if it really is refua. But he says they also work for refua. Va'al kein ein lo kachtum b'shabbos. Therefore, you shouldn't take them on Shabbos. Rishon Zalman Arbal says shemi shemitzar harbe. Bishel nedude shena, one who is in great pain from lack of sleep, mutter lo lakachtam, he's allowed to take them. V'lo ichbas lonu b'mashemu raven b'hem gan dvarim hamirapim. Even if it has some healing properties, if you are in great pain from your lack of sleep, that would be grounds to take this medicine to help your sleep. Anyway, according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitrus Katan Kufchav Aleph, im nofal l'mishkav shari. So again, besides the heter of the mechaber, that you're having non-food items and you feel totally fine, it's mutter. The Rama added on, if you go the other way, it's not just a meichush ba'alma, but your mamish nafal mishkav, your bedridden, then it's also mutter. Pirish, lecho velishto zvarim she'en miderach abriyim lecho. If you're bedridden, you're allowed to eat and drink things that are not normally eaten by healthy people. It's mashma, you don't even need a guy to pass it to you. You can just take it and you can eat it, no problem. Even though we passed it earlier in that big sif that had four different shitas of what malacha Yisrael is allowed to do when he's sick, derabanan, we came out like Deya Gimel. The Shvushi is Bomaisa that an Issa, the Rabbanon that involves an action, Osir Ali Dei Yisrael. Yisrael is not allowed to do it. The Einu Mutter Kim Ali Dei Shinui, it's only Mutter with a Shinui. So why is he allowed to do this? So Chlomer Deshani Hasam, there is different. Shemari B'Molochos Drabonon. You're actually doing a Molocha that's an Issa Drabonon. Obedvarim Shemichsi Kei Molocha. You're doing something that looks like a Molocha. There we need a Shinui. Avahacha. You're not doing anything. The ein bazem mishum serach malacha. You're not doing anything that resembles a malacha. The halubari mutter, because this non-food item to a healthy person is 100% mutter. So you're not doing anything that's similar to malacha. The rak lemish yesh lo mechush gazru mishum shchigas hamamanim. Only because of someone who has a mechush ba'alma, so Chazal where it goes there, that you might come to grind up the herbs. But becholeg gomer lo gazru, and there's a real cholek over here. You're bedridden, so there's no gzeir at all. So it doesn't have to be done with the shinui. Shinui is when you're doing a malacha. This is stomach zera for one section of a choli, but others who are healthy are allowed to take 100%. So a person who is bedridden also is allowed to take 100%. He's not part of the zera. That is radvaz v'chemasha v'ira agra b'shem Torah sa'odim la'rambam v'chemit sadil alocha b'sevir beis meir ayin shom sherichu baze. I'd like to end with one small little interesting note, and that is note number 107. Note number 107 says the following: what about drinking coffee to stay awake? Is that a problem of refuah? You want to have caffeine. Ul inyan shtias coffee, kadei shaloli hiradim. You want to stay awake, can you have coffee? Rav Nissen Grel says, shemutter lasos kein. Baruch Hashem, you're allowed to have coffee on Shabbos. Kevan shekofi nechshav kemachal briyam, as we know, it's obviously had by many healthy people, it's considered machal briyam. V'ot she'ena kofi merapes ha'odom ve'ayifuso. It also doesn't heal your tiredness, like that medicine, the mouthwash, doesn't heal the bad breath. El rak ma'ores hameres. It just wakes up the energy of a person. Ve'ein zen nechshav kechizuk hamezik. That's not considered strengthening your nature. It's just time gives you a little chizuk, temporary chizuk. It wakes you up 100% mutter. We'll stop here and continue next time. Mirtz Hashem with Sif Lamed Ches.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.